The proceedings are being aired in community centres across the city, and I've got a copy of today's Oriental Daily News with Jiang in black and white as a mark of respect. He is remembered in Hong Kong, of course, as the leader who oversaw the city's handover from Britain back to China. It was a period of great optimism among many people here. Many people were excited about the trajectory that China was on. Today, perhaps many people feel differently. It is a sensitive time, and as far as we understand, there is a continued heavy police presence in cities like Beijing and Shanghai as well. The timing of his death was remarkable because it's come amidst this unprecedented wave of civil disobedience in China. And so authorities are on high alert. They want to avoid a repeat of the unrest that there's been over the past few weeks.